Video, following Tallarico debacle. Stephen Colbert helps Senator John Ossoff campaign for Democrats. By Warner Todd Houston on February 19, 2026. After the ongoing debacle of Stephen Colbert's interview with Texas Democrat candidate James Tallarico, Colbert proved there is no censorship of his show by offering his platform to Georgia Democrat Senator John Ossoff, who came on the show on Wednesday to trash President Donald Trump, spew conspiracies about the Epstein files, and campaign for Democrats. The CBS late-night comedian made hay over the network's decision to warn him about airing his Tallarico interview, and he falsely claimed his show was being censored. Tallarico's primary is March 3, so when Colbert tried to use his CBS platform One Democrat, the network noted that it would be bound by Federal Communications Commission rules that would force them by law to offer the same platform in time to Tallarico's opponents in an election that is only 2 weeks away. But that supposed censorship was nowhere to be seen Wednesday as Colbert welcomed Ossoff onto the show. Of course, Ossoff is running for re-election in November as well. But since the primaries in the Peach State aren't scheduled until May 19, 90 days away, his election does not fall within the 45-day period before an election that would trigger equal time rules. So, CBS didn't say a word about Colbert giving Ossoff free campaign advertising. Regardless, Colbert was thrilled to have the radical Democrat on the show and allowed Ossoff to expound on a number of topics without challenge, including the Jeffrey Epstein files and the coming 2026 midterm elections, not to mention his attacks on Republicans, MAGA voters, and President Trump. In the first segment, Colbert set Ossoff up to talk about how he fought corruption in foreign countries before he was first elected to the U.S. Senator in 2020. Naturally, Ossoff claims that Trump is just as bad as the foreign corruption he saw years ago. More and more Donald Trump's America reminds me of those places and those societies, and that should chill us all to the bone, Ossoff exclaimed. Donald Trump himself is a symptom of a deeper disease in our society, the left-wing senator added. I mean, how is it that a demagogue who promised to tear it all down was twice elected to the presidency on false promises? And it's because the system really is rigged. He's not unrigging it, he's re-rigging it for himself. But especially since the Citizens United decision, which was such a deeply destructive court decision. Ossoff later went on about how he views Republicans as the Epstein class and went on to smear Trump as some sort of Jeffrey Epstein crony. This whole Epstein saga has exposed the lie at the very core of Donald Trump's political project. And it's been a lie since he came down the golden escalator, which is that this guy cares about or ever wanted to do anything to help working class and middle class Americans, Ossoff insisted. Trump world is all over it and so closely connected to Jeffrey Epstein, because this is in fact a government of, by and for the ultra rich and the ultra elite. And it's not just who they are, but what they've done. They have cut healthcare in order to slash taxes for the wealthy and well-connected. People across the country are suffering, the left-wing Sen added. Of course, there has been no direct proof whatever in the millions of Epstein files released that provide any material connection between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Nor have there been all that many Republicans connected to Epstein, not when compared to the many Democrats, liberal activists, personalities, and European leftists who are directly tied to the pedophile billionaire in the files. Indeed, Britain's Prince Andrew would never have even been arrested for his connection to Epstein were it not for Epstein's indictment in the U.S. on sex trafficking charges filed during the first Trump administration in 2019. In another example of Colbert using his platform to give Democrats free campaign advertising, he allowed Ossoff to expound on the coming midterms in an extended segment where Ossoff said that democracy is at risk unless Americans vote for far-left Democrats. For instance, Ossoff once again doled out the debunked claim that in 2020 Trump called Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and demanded that he find him the exact number of votes that he needed to win in the state. Trump, though, did not tell Raffensperger to find the votes he needed to win, as if he wanted him to invent fake votes, as the Democrats keep falsely saying. What Trump wanted to have Raffensperger ensure that the votes he actually got were counted properly, which the Georgia officials refused to do. Ossoff also blurted out lies about January 6, and claimed that Trump has an obsession for overturning the 2020 election. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.